This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, so I've told you guys how I feel about the college loan debt forgiveness. I love my students. I work with students of all grades, of all ages, my medical students especially. I think they really got the shaft by some of the schools they went to and the amount of money that they have had to borrow. And so, and I paid off my student loans, and I have no problem having paid off my student loans and not benefiting from the $10,000 or whatever. But the way the student loan debt relief went down was very chaotic and not very well thought out. So now you have millions of borrowers in limbo. You have borrowers going, so wait a second. Okay, if I owe $300,000-$400,000, I mean, $10,000 is nice, I'll take it, but that still doesn't address the problem. You also have individuals who couldn't borrow $10,000 or chose not to that said, you know what, college isn't for me, I'm going to do something else so I don't have debt. You have individuals that said, look, I can't afford dorm, I can't afford going out of state, so I'm going to do in-state or I'm going to do community college, and they wish now they would have borrowed. And the question we also have is, if we are going to eliminate student loan debt, is it going to be more than $10,000? Are they going to always eliminate $10,000 every time a student goes to school? Should we borrow because then next year $10,000 gets wiped off every year? It's very confusing. And so the thought was nice, but it didn't address the real problem students have. And it's kind of a mess, and it's already stumbling around the courts. So many people are asking, so what happens with the election? Well, as it stands right now, whether the Democrats win or the Republicans win, the student loan debt relief is going to have some legal battles because it's very, very difficult, even though you do have the HEROES Act that does give the, I think it is the Department of Education, the... let me see who it is. The Secretary of the Education, some wiggle room if there is a military issue or a natural disaster. If COVID isn't now considered a natural disaster because it's, we're living through it, we're going through the motions, we have flu, we have monkeypox, we have all sorts of viruses going on out there, they might not be able to use that as an excuse to start wiping off debt that the country owes. So, I have said from the beginning, this is something that the universities should have been on board with, and they should probably be the ones funding it. I know that kind of sounds unrealistic, but it's also unrealistic to ask, neighbors to pay for your student loans when they chose not to borrow and not to go to college. My first car I bought when I was in college was a Chevy Chevette. I got it for $1,800. I had to borrow, but I didn't borrow from them. I just paid payments. I had no interest. I was able to work it out. It had no air conditioning, so that's probably why. They were probably like, well, let's get rid of this lemon. But it was a good car, and I didn't want to borrow. I didn't, so I did it myself. If I could have borrowed student loan money that got paid off, I could have had a car with air conditioning in the desert. So the student loan debt relief is mixed in its popularity. For the students, I think it's fantastic because, my students should not be almost $500,000 in debt. That's ridiculous. But they're not $500,000 in debt because it's your fault. They're not $500,000 in debt because of their neighbor. They're $500,000 in debt because their college charged them that much. So why aren't the colleges managing this? So if you are a politician that wins in this election, whether you're a Republican or Democrat, you're going to have people on both sides saying, look, okay, the Democrats promised we're going to write off student loan debt, so when is that happening? You know, and $10,000 is only a drop in the bucket. You have Republicans and other individuals going, well, look, even Democrats too, going, how do we do this? People think this is unfair. So what I would do, and I think there should always be solutions. Anytime you are critical of something, offer a fix. Now, I get some things that happen, there's just no way around it. You're like, okay, that's just plain stupidity. But sometimes when something is not doable, say, look, your goal is to get student loan debt down. Your goal is to make good on a promise that was made during the Democratic primaries. So why not we get the schools together and get them to have a fund, and whatever fund they put in, we use. We don't take it from taxpayers. We don't take it from funds for our national security or whatever. This is a fund. This is what we do. And the universities will get free publicity. They'll be like, Harvard is donating $5 million to this cause. Yale is donating this. And you set up a fund. This way, you make good on the promise to help students with their student loan debt. And it's actually the colleges that caused the debt are the ones that are helping out. It's not ideal, but we're not in an ideal situation right now. We have the courts hemming and hawing. You know, is it legal for a president to say, you know, we're going to just, you know, wipe off student debt? And now people are asking, well, what about my car? What about my mortgage? What if I have a federally funded mortgage? Are you going to wipe that off? You know, if you have that power, why students, college students, and why not, you know, individuals who are low income? So it could be a mess. So maybe what you need to do is you need to go to the source. Well, you know, whoever is charging these students so much, they're the ones that should help out. Trust me, they have money. They have money. And they have money because they're the ones that got the money. The government paid them the money. Now, I know it's like, but that's stupid to ask colleges to pay the money back. Well, it's also stupid to ask people who chose not to go to college and borrow to pay for it, too. So, you know, I think it will still go through, maybe not legally through the courts, but if whoever the new Congress is wants to make good on a promise that millions of Americans had to get $10,000 off, there's a way to do it and find the money without going to taxpayers. 1-877-DR-SALLY, don't go away.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family family's health insurance, it's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCN Tax Cut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
I need a copy of my tax return. How do I get one?
If you don't have a copy of your original tax return, you can get a transcript of your tax return for free from the IRS. A transcript shows most line items from your return, which is usually all you need. You can order a transcript of any return filed within the past 3 years, including forms 1040, 1040A, and 1040EZ. All you need to do is go to irs.gov/transcript to order your transcript today.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So I really hope the election isn't just all up to Philly and Pennsylvania. I understand the Dr. Oz, John Fetterman Senate race could be huge. The Senate seats are not going to be as easily fluid as the House seats. The House seats, you know, it seems like there's going to be a red wave, but with the Senate, it's going to be probably neck and neck. And Pennsylvania has already said, don't wait up. It's going to take days. There was a report that the vote count in Philly will take longer because there's been a last-minute change. 3,500 flawed ballots are going to be fixed at City Hall today. I'm not exactly sure what happened with the flawed ballots. We're not getting all the reports in, but that's something that is hopefully getting worked out. Why are ballots flawed? Not sure what's going on there. Philadelphia officials voted Tuesday to impose a last-minute rule change that will draw out the vote count process even more. The city's three-member elections board voted 2-1 in favor of imposing poll book reconciliation, which is a lengthy process intended to prevent double votes. This is according to the Philadelphia Inquirer. The reconciliation process would flag any mail-in ballots from voters who also cast ballots in person. They say city commissioners made the 11th-hour decision at 7 a.m. yesterday, or today, actually. The board is comprised of two Democrats and one Republican. The Republican voted in favor of the change, along with one of the Democrats. A second Democrat objected. The city had originally moved to end the reconciliation practice last week, leading to a GOP lawsuit seeking to enforce the policy. While the lawsuit failed, the city commission chose to reinstate the process regardless. So the commissioner said, I want to be very clear that when there are conversations that occur later this evening about whether or not Philadelphia has counted all their ballots, that the reason that some ballots would not be counted is that, quote-unquote, Republicans targeted Philly and only Philly to force us to conduct a procedure that no other county does. So this is, I think, again, I didn't get my mail-in ballot, neither did one of my sons, who's over 18. So I don't know who's voting for us with the mail-in ballot. And so I said, get your ass to the poll and vote. The problem is somebody could say, we voted twice, but I didn't get my ballot. And that's another issue that people are worried about. They're like, if I didn't get my ballot, how do I not get accused of voting twice? That's why when I went to the polling booth, I was like, hey, guys, I am voting here. Don't take any, I mean, for the record, I put it on video. It's on Facebook Live. I'm like, guys, I am not submitting a paper ballot. But then when I walked in there, they said, we don't even have record of you. You don't exist anymore. You've been purged from the system. Why was I purged? What did I do? Well, apparently you asked for us to purge you. Did I? Somebody pretended to be Dr. Dahlia and asked for me to be purged? No. I might have asked you to not have my personal phone number and address given to all these companies that blast it all over. But no. So what the hell is going on there? So, you know, weird stuff. But I do believe that if we are going to have mail-in ballots that haven't been tried, tested, you know, and you know, figured out how to minimize fraud, then we need to have a means to make sure that a mail-in ballot, that somebody isn't getting two votes. Our Constitution allows us to get one vote per person. You're not allowed to vote twice for governor or senator or house. So I think any objection to mail-in ballots not being screened and vetted and double-checked is not cool, and it could affect our election integrity. Again, this wasn't an issue. Everybody's like, why is there such an issue now? The reason why is because now there's millions of mail-in ballots. Now mail-in ballots are starting to be the majority of the way many people vote. And so, and mind you, I love the convenience. I have a 90-year-old friend. You know, she's able to give her mail-in ballot, you know, to a box and not have to go down there physically. You know, it used to be the percentage of people who would mail-in ballot was such a small percentage that you know, with the exception of a couple counties, they rarely had to, if they didn't get all of them in, you know, it rarely, you know, would affect the vote. You know, that's how they call it. They're like, look, we know that there's these many registered voters. This person's already ahead by 60,000. We have 20,000 mail-in ballots. It's not going to change either way. That's not the issue now. Now, mail-in ballots are the majority. I mean, maybe not the majority, but a hell of a lot more. That's the problem. Mail-in ballots are not a problem in small numbers. In large numbers, they are. And now the possibility of a dead person voting now rises. It's really hard to go to a voting booth and vote for your dead spouse. But now you could do it with a mail-in ballot. Apparently in Philly, somebody had put surveillance cameras by ballot box locations.
probably to see if they could see cheating. You know, somebody dumping a whole bunch, and apparently they removed them. The field cameras were taken down. Now, they said that the reason why, they say putting cameras up are not illegal, but it's also not illegal. This is according to former Philly City Commissioner Al Schmidt. It's not illegal for them to be taken down because some voters could find them intimidating. So city officials did a full sweep of all Dropbox locations, but you have a very nervous America wanting to catch any cheating that happens. And we shouldn't be going into this election thinking there's cheating. The average person thinks there's cheating. It doesn't mean necessarily they are agreeing with Trump, per se. But I think once we saw all the shenanigans and we're like, well, what is that? Why are those ballots being taken out of the ballot box a day after the election? What's going on here? You know, I mean, all the video footage that we saw, and you don't know how much of it was fake, but you start to go, okay, wait a second here. And again, all I have to do, all I need to do to be convinced that this isn't 1,000% legit is I didn't get my mail-in ballot, which means somebody else could have. That's an issue. And my family member who wasn't purged, and that's the other thing too, why was it purged? So that, you know, that's, it's concerning. So, now there was a person who claims that they tried to show how easy it was to cheat. Now let me see if I could pull this up. Let me see. Okay. I think that might have been in Milwaukee. Let me see if I have that. So, a Milwaukee election official was fired for allegedly having three ballots go, three military ballots go to a state representative. It was the deputy director of the Milwaukee Election Commission. And this Kimberly Zapata was trying to show how easy it was to cheat. That's what she said. She had worked with the commission for 7 years, and she actually admitted, this is what I'm doing. But she got let go. And it's because, according to Milwaukee Mayor Cavalier Johnson, this has every appearance of being an egregious and blatant violation of trust. He goes, I was stunned, absolutely stunned to hear the very serious allegations. Now, Ms. Zapata, had said she did this to show how easy it was to cheat. So Wisconsin state law exempts military voters from registering or having to show identification to get a ballot. Zapata is accused of using a public voting website to request the fake ballots for fake voters and then sent them to State Representative Janelle Brangin. Now, I don't know the whole story, but I believe Brangin has held several hearings related to voter fraud. She's the chairwoman of the Wisconsin Assembly's Election Committee and had did push to decertify the presidential results, the election laws of Donald Trump. So Brangin said, unlike Mayor Johnson, I have actually been working on providing Wisconsinites a safe and secure election process. We have uncovered so many issues that demand attention. She has added, they've uncovered massive amounts of election disparities and a statewide election commission that has undeniably broken the law on numerous occasions. So you see the crux of this. If you're trying to limit voter fraud, the big crux of all of this are these additional ballots, or asking for ballots, asking for military ballots, getting them, using fake names. Apparently somebody said that on the website you don't even have to have a real birthday or a real ID. So, you know, this is why people are nervous. 1-877-DOCTOR.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House and Senate races take center stage during the midterm elections, but there are also plenty of important ballot measures to watch. California, Michigan, Vermont, Kentucky, and Montana have pro-life measures on the ballot, and a Colorado proposal would allow the consumption of psychedelics for medical purposes. This as Democrats in one state have already filed a lawsuit.
Some Democrats have begun filing lawsuits ahead of the midterm elections. Pennsylvania senatorial candidate John Fetterman and other Democrats filed a lawsuit Monday challenging Pennsylvania's plan not to count updated or wrongly dated ballots that have been mailed in.
Lance Pry reporting from the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau. Former Fed President Eric Rosengarten says it's quite likely the United States will have a recession next year. USA Radio News.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Michael wants to know, what causes skinny legs and a big upper body? Did I see Fetterman's legs the other day? So, yeah, let's talk about that. How many of you guys have skinny legs? But you got big arms, big chest, big stomach, but your legs are kind of skinny. I see that a lot in people. And I did see that with John Fetterman. I believe he wore shorts to the ballot today. And you saw his legs were very skinny. So a few things for that. John Fetterman's case might be a little different than the average person. But there's multiple medical conditions that could be at play. Whereas the first thing I think of when I see somebody who has like a big, kind of like a, I don't know if we'd call it an apple shape, but, you know, a big torso and then their legs are small, is I think that the legs aren't getting enough blood flow and I think they're not getting enough nerve signals. So somebody who has back issues, spinal stenosis, not a lot of good nerve innervations, might not be able to build a lot of muscle. What makes bigger legs? Well, fat. But if the obesity is all going to the upper body and not the legs, then I look at muscle. Muscle, you know, I see some people, they got some pretty muscular calves. You know, especially those that bike and hike and all that. My calves are pretty muscular, and it's embarrassing because I want to have the beautiful, skinny, cute little legs. But I exercise a lot, and I got big calves. But they're muscle. They're hard as rock. Not hard like there's a DVT, but they're muscular. So I worry that maybe what's happening in individuals that have very skinny legs is they're not growing muscle. Well, if they're not growing muscle, it could be because they have poor nerves. It could also be because of poor circulation. I don't know if John Fetterman, let's say, was a smoker. But people who have smoked have peripheral vascular disease. If they have peripheral vascular disease and they don't have good blood flow and they don't have good arterial oxygen conduits bringing oxygenated blood to their legs, then you're not going to produce a lot of muscle. You're not going to have big, thriving, athletic-looking legs. So looking at John Fetterman's legs looking skinny like that, I wonder if he has some back issues, degenerative issues, issues with his nerves, radiculopathy, or peripheral vascular disease that could be causing it. Now, some people will be more swollen looking, and a Cushingoid, we call it, like if you have Cushing's disease, sometimes that can make you more, you're very steroid overproduce steroids, so you might blow up, but still some of those legs would still be bigger. If somebody's protein deficient, we might not see, the muscles develop in certain areas. Upper body, it's very easy when you examine somebody to tell what's fat and what's muscle. But with legs, since legs move a lot and they, you know, some people could have overweight legs, but I think it's more related to, blood flow and to the, and the nerves. But, for those people that are like, look, you know, I want my leg calves to look better. I want to increase my muscle. You know, I don't want you doing steroids to try to bulk up. But oftentimes we're not doing the right type of exercises. We walk, we run, maybe we hike, but there are muscle building exercises. Now, it is true. You're going to have some individuals that will not look like Arnold Schwarzenegger. Now, and there's been a lot of publicity around Sylvester Stallone. You know, did he use steroids? You know, so one is you need to have a real accurate understanding of why some of these people look big and muscular. You know, Brad Pitt, one of my favorite actors, if you saw him in Thelma and Louise, he was pretty skinny. And I think he was smaller than Thelma, and he, you know, wasn't very muscular. But then you see him in Troy, the movie Troy, he's got muscles, a lot of muscles. Now, I also saw he had some back acne, so I do wonder if he took any steroid-type growth enhancers. I can't say that for sure, and I don't want to accuse him of that. But, you know, people will, and I'm sure he did work out as well. But sometimes to bulk up, there's medications or steroids that are used for that. You have to realize that when you look at these celebrities and stars, you know, they go through a lot. Tom Hanks is diabetic, and Tom Hanks I'm not sure if this was in an interview or if I thought this. I have to double check, but Tom Hanks had to lose a lot of weight for the Castaway where he was alone on an island? Which, by the way, fantastic actor to be able to hold our attention without any dialogue for the first hour and a half of the movie. I mean, it's amazing. Although he did go, Wilson! He did talk to Wilson, but for the most part, amazing actor. But he had to get really, really skinny for that. And so the up and down with the weight, trying to go up and down with the weight, you know, he eventually disclosed, you know, he has diabetes. Well, does he have diabetes? Because, I mean, his pancreas was like, okay, well, what is it? You know, are we dieting? Are we starving? Are we, you know, and it could just be family history, but I mean, he's thin. Yeah, he had to kind of bulk up, and I think they also used some CGI in the Elvis movie. But, you know, he's skinny, and he exercises, and he's got diabetes. So what a lot of these stars do, they put their bodies through hell for these roles. They have to gain weight for the role. They have to bulk up. You've heard of some individuals having to put on 40 to 60 pounds to have that natural weight for that role. And that's not healthy. So before you start to go, well, something's wrong with me, I try to look at these individuals before they get beefed up for the movie role. You can't, you know, always check with a medical provider to see if there's something wrong with you. You know, if we think you have muscle deterioration, if we think you have atrophy of your muscles, if we think you have issues, then we could address that medically. But the average person will not look like Thor, right? You know, I mean, he does work out. He does. I know there was that scene with the tushy where Zeus took off his clothes, and that was a fantastic scene in Thor. I really recommend you guys see, you know, the third movie of the Thor sequel. I think it's the third or the fourth. Fantastic scene. But how much of that was CGI? How much of that was, you know, enhancing? And I do believe there's individuals that are just big guys, you know, or women that build their muscle legitimately, and they, you know, but and they take on a lot of protein. But here's the thing with protein, you got to be careful. Your kidneys can only handle so much. I have had many athletes where I had to tell them to cut the protein powder because they were going into renal insufficiency. You know, if you want to eat natural forms of protein, that's great. But this powder, sometimes your body just doesn't tolerate it. And your kidneys are like, what the hell am I supposed to do with this? See, me, I would exercise a lot, and I would bulk up on protein. Not protein powder, but, you know, I liked meat. I would try to avoid carbs, so I would eat meat. But the problem is I had a uric acid kidney stone. Well, you get uric acid kidney stones from meat intake, the purines. And so I had to limit the meat intake. In fact, they said the chicken was worse than beef at the time because I would eat a lot of chicken to avoid beef. And, you know, so you have to do everything in moderation. Your body will only take so much. You also have to avoid diabetes. If you have diabetes, you're going to lose muscle. I saw what happened to my father. If your testosterone is low, you could lose muscle. Now, don't just take testosterone because you want to improve or enhance. But if you have low testosterone, then you should be supplemented. If your thyroid is off, that could be a problem. If you smoke, if you drink alcohol. So there's a lot of things that could be at play. So definitely get it checked out. 1-877-DR-ELLY.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. you'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Taking your calls, your questions, your comments. Many of you can call in, and if we're live, when you call in, we will play your question on air. If you call us when we are not live, we will play the replay. If you don't want to come on air, that's fine. We could read your question. Marissa writes, how can any woman vote Republican when they are threatening our right to an abortion? Explain why women would allow that to happen. This really is a war on women. Now, this is Marissa. Okay, so I see both sides of the abortion debate. I do. I mean, as a doctor, as a woman, I see it. I will not say that this election is a war on women.
I think that is, and Marissa, I appreciate your question. I think when people start to speak in those generalities or those, you know, hyperboles, it's misleading. Because you have individuals who are saying we're trying to protect, you know, these girl babies being born. We don't want, you know, girl babies to be killed, you know, like they were in China. And so somebody could make an argument that they're protecting women by that. So I don't want to say this is a war on women. We also have to be careful with the rhetoric, too, because when people misspeak about what happened with Roe v. Wade happened because there's been a lot of chaos as to states figuring out how to allow abortion but limit the age at which the fetus is being aborted and the life ended. And so with all that debate, it kept going back to the courts, and here we are 20-some years later, it coming back to, actually 50 years later, it coming back to the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court finally says, we're out. We cannot ban it. We cannot honor it. So when people say the Supreme Court, you know, was against women, some women want the feds out of their lives. The whole point of the pro-choice movement is my choice, my body, keep the government out of it. So the feds said the government has to be out of it. We can't disallow it. We can't tell a state. We can't order it. We can't. This is between person and the doctor or the states. So now we have, you know, state elections. And that's why there's all these ads out. Well, if this person gets elected, you know, they are going to reverse Roe v. Wade in the state. Well, Roe v. Wade, states have abortion laws. And in my state, the Nevada Constitution still allows abortions. And so no political figure can come in and just fix the Constitution. It has to, as now the Supreme Court has said, it has to go to the people. So the people have to vote for it. And I don't think anybody in Nevada is going to change it. I think they're going to keep it there. So when, Marissa has an interesting point, you know, if Republicans are threatening our right to an abortion, it all depends how you look at it. Like I said, I see both sides. It is, you know, if you get pregnant and you decide, and I've had patients that have called up, they've had some complications sometimes after the abortion, but they told me, you know, I didn't ask, but they're like, you know, you could tell they kind of felt a little guilty, and they were like, you know, this is why. I'm like, you don't have to tell me, whatever you did, but you're having bleeding, or we think you have an infection. We got to get you in and get you seen. You had a procedure done. One had a surgical abortion and might have had some retained fragments or infection or something was going on. So I'm like, you got to go get seen. You got to get ultrasounded. We got to get you taken care of. So people are still having abortions, even after Roe v. Wade. Somebody just had an abortion last week. Abortions are still happening. If there is a Republican wave, no, there will not be a bill by the House saying we are going to ban abortion. It's not popular. It's not then. And the officials weren't elected for that. Will there be some discussions on who pays for the abortions? Will somebody who doesn't feel that they want that to happen have to actually be paying for it? Will tax dollars pay for abortions? Well, that could be different. You know, and so that might be at stake. You know, how much tax dollars go to it? When tax dollars are going to birth control, do tax dollars also go to abortion? So there's going to be a lot of that. And again, this wouldn't be an issue, just like the mail-in ballots. The mail-in ballots wouldn't be an issue if there were only a few. But with abortion, since we're looking at about 1 million a year, it's an issue. We have a lot of abortions being done. So it is involving the taxpayer. It is involving your boss. It is involving, and it should really be between you and your doctor. Any medical procedure, any birth control, any post-fetal choice to abort has to be a very, very well-thought-out, educated decision. And it has to be between the parents of the unborn child. It has to be, you know, the mother and father, or surrogate or whatever, the physician, the, I mean, and, you know, when I hear patients, you know, say they have regret, they wish they had some counseling or they wish they would have made a better decision. These are things we need to do. Just like with transgender transitioning. If somebody wants to transition, all the power to them. But to do it before they have adequate education or are able to make a decision about their lifelong fertility, that I have a problem with. And so when people say, even transgenders who have transitioned, saying, I wish I was spoken, you know, some people said they only had one or two visits before all of a sudden it was being done. You can't make a rash decision with this because it could affect your life. Some women have had abortions with no issues. They have not been anxious. They have not been depressed, sleep well, and they're fine. But I've had many patients that go, I wish I could have thought about it more or talked about, I don't think I would have had the abortion. So, you know, we don't want people to have regret. There's also the mental health component. We want the physical health. We don't want a person, you know, dying of childbirth if they have a high-risk condition, you know, which is why sometimes we induce the delivery to have the, you know, if somebody has, you know, severe eclampsia, severe high blood pressure, you know, bleeding. I mean, we have to save the life of the mother. But a million abortions being done a year because of unplanned pregnancies, you know, I think there's a lot of discussions we need to have, and there might be a better way to do this so people don't feel that it's a war on women, that women's choice is being attacked, that women, you know, are losing privacy, it shouldn't be like this. You know, I can't speak for Democrats or Republicans, but it seems that you know, we have the extremes on both sides, and I think there's a lot of discussions that have to be at play. You know, when do taxpayer dollars go to it? Why are people having, why do we have so many unplanned pregnancies when we have access to birth control? Is something wrong with the birth control? Is birth control not working? Are people having accidents? Is birth control not easy to take? You know, do women feel they don't have enough birth control options? Is it that the ACA may pay for a cheap birth control pill, but they won't pay for an IUD, and the IUD is really what they prefer? And instead, they're not taking the pill right, they're getting pregnant, and then now they have to deal with an abortion. We really need to, rather than the conversation of a war against women or not a war against women or pro-life, pro-choice, I think we have to have some you know, discussions on why, you know, we're in this position. You know, why is, you know, there, and abortion will get easier as they use more pills to do medical pharmaceutical abortion and less surgical procedures, where, you know, people right now could take a Plan B the day after they have sex, up to 72 hours of a sexual intercourse that was unprotected. But then after 70, it won't work. If you get pregnant, but then there has to be medications that abort the zygote or the fertilized egg or the embryo. There's always going to be controversy over that. But you do have individuals that feel like they have to protect the unborn girl or the unborn boy or the unborn child. And so it's not going to be easy. 1-877-DOT-BELLY.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.